the brothers were hastening to the summit at a very easy pace, Lady Poverty, standing at the top of the mountain, looked down its slopes. She was greatly astonished at seeing men climbing so ably, almost flying.
Who are these men who fly like clouds and like doves to their windows? It has been a long time since I have seen such people or gazed upon those so unencumbered, all their burdens set aside. I will speak to them about what engages my heart so that, when staring down at the abyss that lies about them, they do not, like others, have second thoughts about such a climb. I know they cannot take hold of me without my consent, but there will be a reward for me before my heavenly Father if I give them saving advice.
Fear not, daughter of Zion, because these men are the seed whom the Lord has blessed and chosen with undying love.
And so Lady Poverty, resting on a throne, welcomed them with the blessings of sweetness.
Tell me, brothers, what is the reason for your coming, and why have you come so quickly from the valley of misery to the mountain of light? Are you perhaps looking for me, who, as you see, am a poor little one, tossed about by storms and without any consolations?
We have come to you, Our Lady, and beg you, receive us in peace. We wish to become servants of the Lord of hosts because he is the King of glory. We have heard that you are the Queen of virtues, and to some extent we have learned this from experience. Casting ourselves at your feet, we humbly ask you to agree to be with us. Be for us the way of arriving at the King of glory, just as you were for him when he, the daybreak from on high, agreed to visit those sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death.
For we know that yours is the power, yours is the kingdom. Established as queen and lady by the King of kings, you are above all powers.
Simply make peace with us, and we will be saved. In that way, he who redeemed us through you may receive us through you. If you decide to save us, immediately we will be set free. For he, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the creator of heaven and earth, desired your splendor and beauty. Even though the king was reclining at table, rich and glorious in his kingdom, he left his house and gave up his inheritance. Coming from his royal throne, he sought you, Lady Poverty, with the greatest courtesy.
How great must be your dignity, then, and how beyond compare your stature. He left behind all the ranks of angels and the immense powers of which there is a great abundance in heaven. When he came to look for you in the lowest regions of the earth, you who were lying in the mud of the swamp, in darkness and in the shadow of death, all living things held you in great contempt.
All people ran from you as far as they could, cast you aside. Even though there were some who couldn't escape from you, you were no less contemptible and despicable to them.
But after the Lord of Lords came, taking you as his own, he lifted up your head among the tribes of the peoples. He adorned you as a bride with a crown, exalting you above the heights of the clouds. Yet, even though any number of people, ignorant of your power and glory, still hate you, this takes nothing away from you, because you live freely on the sacred mountain, in the strongest dwelling place of Christ's glory.
The Son of the Most High Father, enamored of your beauty and clinging only to you in the world, proved that you were most faithful in everything. Before Christ came to earth, you prepared an appropriate place for him, a throne upon which he would sit, and a dwelling place on which he would rest.
At his birth, you greeted him with faithfulness, so that in you he would find a place that would please him.